Congressional districts that can swing between Republican and Democrat are on the decline. This last round of redistricting wiped out a slew of them, including in suburban Atlanta. That has set up a Democratic primary tomorrow, pitting two incumbent members of Congress against each other. WABE's Sam Greenglass reports.
The sign-in table at this meeting of the Gwinnett County Democrats is covered in literature. There are sheets listing early voting locations, stacks of glossy campaign flyers, and colorful maps of the new congressional districts. These new maps have Democrats like Catherine Valli facing a difficult choice.
We're talking about strong, intelligent, powerful ladies, but I'm leaning toward McBath.
Lucy McBath currently represents a district next door. She's a prominent gun control advocate who flipped the seat in 2018. But when Republican lawmakers redrew the maps last year, they made McBath's district a lot more friendly to Republicans. They squeezed as many Democrats as possible into this neighboring district, currently represented by another Democrat, a former professor named Carolyn Bordeaux. Two competitive districts became one very red district and one very blue district. McBath chose to challenge Bordeaux in this safely blue seat.
You know, she made her choice, and we just have to go with it.
Laura Raymond is working the sign-in desk. She's voting for Bordeaux and thinks McBath should have stayed put and tried to engage more voters in her current district.
I have found more Democrats who thought they were the only one in their neighborhood, and they're not.
Only a few dozen congressional seats are considered competitive in 2022, out of 435. Safe seats leave voters in the middle who like having a choice of candidates in November without much say. Brenda Lopez, who chairs the Gwinnett County Democrats, thinks that also makes Congress more dysfunctional. As a state legislator, Lopez saw how the proliferation of safe districts undercut the ability to work across the aisle. She heard that from her Republican colleagues all the time.
And the answer would be, you know, you're right, this is a bad idea, this is a bad policy, this is a bad law, but I have to vote for it because otherwise they risk challenges in primaries.
Ryan McLaughlin says it's frustrating that in Georgia, redistricting will likely result in one less Democrat in Congress, just as they're building political power in Georgia. But McLaughlin doesn't think drawing competitive districts just for the sake of bipartisanship makes sense either.
We can't get into that trap of it's got to be bipartisan. You know, every once in a while, fine, but I mean, we just tried to codify Roe versus Wade after we had some pearl clutching, and all of those Republicans voted against it.
Now let's go to Lucy McBath's current district, the one she's leaving to challenge Bordeaux. That's where I meet Gina Kelly and her dog, Baxter.
Do you want to show Sam your backyard?
Kelly moved to this area a few years ago from a very conservative part of Georgia, excited to elect a candidate like McBath.
In Georgia, I haven't had the opportunity very often to feel like I'm ideologically aligned with a candidate who is poised to represent me.
Now, this stretch of rapidly growing suburbia has been drawn into a district poised to elect a Republican. The top candidates are all pushing false claims about election fraud in 2020. Kelly worries safe districts elevate candidates who only reinforce the most extreme views of their voters.
Everything is so charged now in our current political climate, and I think that it's only getting worse.
Kelly is not deterred. She says she's going to keep volunteering, hoping that one day her district will become competitive again, giving her a shot to elect a candidate she's proud of. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Cobb County, Georgia.